I'm going to just give you a quick couple minute thing that I want to respond to something, a question that was asked of me by a disciple, by a brother, who's a good brother, so we encourage each other. He asked me if I was discouraged or ever tempted to be discouraged with how things are going here in El Dorado. And he asked that really in the context of so many leaders moving and being sent out and going places, as well as numbers a little bit, because we've sent out so many people. We sent out at the end of April, 1st of May, about 60 to 75 people went to Wichita, counting children. And that was a privilege to do, and they're over there ministering. Tim and family will be jettisoning off, as you know, soon at the end of August. Spencer, who's been a mainstay core guy here, is going to take off at the end of August, the same deal. The Windsors are already gone. They're in a Somalian neighborhood up in Kansas City. And by the end of August, again, counting children, almost 100 people will have been sent out of here in the last 4 months to Wichita, Lawrence, countries far off, and to cities around us. And I just wanted to remind everybody about this mission right here. New Life is an equipping ministry to disciple the church and a mission base to send the church. And if we really believe that, then obviously we're gonna walk that out, and we're gonna have to go through some changes and shifts that happen. It is in my DNA, it has always been in our DNA, that we would send. We love to send. And I really believe that we're in a season of not deceleration as it relates to El Dorado, the base. We're in a season of acceleration of sending. And it's a privilege to do that. We talked about, Jonathan and I were talking yesterday about just the relationship with the elders. We've got 12 to 14 elders. The unity's never been better. The humility and the unity, it's a wonderful thing. We've got the fruitfulness in the house churches and the discipleship that's going on. It's just such a joy to be a part of that. But I know that when you're part of a place like this and things happen and come and go, that sometimes you can evaluate what's happening here by Sunday mornings. And though, being honest, at times, I like it when, this place seats 900 to 1,000 people. And so even when we, I don't know, we've never counted really, but 300-400 people in here, or at Easter 500-600 people, it's just kind of, that feels better than when there's, not as much. But it has always been our heart to share and to send and to give, to equip, and send. And some are called to their neighborhoods and would be based here. We've got so much to do in El Dorado and in Wichita, but some are sent in seasons, like Daryl and Michael. It was that was hard for me. I love Daryl so much, but they needed to go to Garnett and to minister over there. Now they're ministering into Haiti, and it's just a wonderful thing. So as we send, and especially as we send not only just families, but bulks of people like we did to Wichita, that will change the landscape of feel around here. But I wanted to encourage you all, and I hope that you are praying like never before for everyone that goes out on mission. And for we missionaries that are still based here in El Dorado, as Joanne is flung into the middle school system, as we've prayed, as others are working in the city and do business and live, we again, as we've reminded you, there are thousands of people to be reached in El Dorado. And so I wanted to remind you of Matthew 9, verse 35. It says, "And Jesus went throughout all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest that laborers will be sent out into the harvest field.'" Then the very next verse in 10:1 is, "And he called to him the 12 that he had just called to pray, and he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal every disease, and as we find out, to go out and preach the kingdom of God and do what he did." So the Lord calls us to pray for laborers for the harvest field, which, by the way, is the majority. We're the minority. They're the majority, and we want to proliferate and decentralize and start house churches and send missionaries and do all that we can to reach the harvest field. That's, again, always been our heart. Now, the question was brought up of, so many leaders are going, so many quality leaders that would come up front and lead, and I was just like, man, I'm really excited about all the leaders that are here and the potential leaders. We felt like we had a bottleneck of leadership here, honestly. We had so many. And so it's been awesome to send them and let them minister in other places and do various things, and then that making room for other leaders to raise up here. And I just know that Jesus has all that he needs here in this place to take care of that. The same thing with numbers. I've been talking to some of my brothers in the ministry, and honestly, the population in every church in this city right now is down. It's down. I don't really know what that's all about, but almost every ministry in town is lower, and there's just a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of, honestly, conflict going on and a lot of bodies. There's people that have fallen. There's been various tragic things that have happened in the body of Christ in El Dorado, and I get to hear those stories and pray with brothers and to encourage them, and they encourage me. I mean, to be quite honestly, we wish everyone that left here, we were sending and they were blessed, but we've had, honestly, about 3 to 5 families that it wasn't as clean as you'd like it to be, and that's just the way it is. We don't want it to be that way. We're still praying. We're reaching out. We want it to be in the end. Believe that it will be, but you know, the majority of what's being able to happen here is just a sharing and a sowing and a ministering, and it's just a privilege. I really feel so thankful, Amy and I, to be part of a body that cares and is missional in their hearts. And I just want to call you all, as I kind of sent an email to all the Wichita family, please dedicate yourself like never before to praying for the prodigals and the lost, for the prodigals and the lost. If you and I never knew another thing spiritually for the rest of life, think of what we know. How many books, how many sermons, how many whatever. But most of our city is living under the tyranny of sin and darkness and Satan, lost without hope and without life. I don't know how they do it. How do they bury people? How do they marry? I don't understand how they live in total lostness and addiction. And we've got the best news in the city, and we know that the best hope for the city is the church. And so I believe that our greatest days are ahead of us. There's a lot of transition going on here and in other places. Bill O'Connell at the Presbyterian Church. I don't know if some of you have heard, but he's leaving, going to Des Moines, Iowa, and he's done such a great, faithful job here. And there's more of that to happen, we believe, in the city as the Lord transitions the church to the next stage. And that's really where we are. Our whole emphasis now on resources is going to be around going after prodigals and going after the lost, and we love the elder brothers and people that have been in other churches that want to go deeper, and as the Spirit leads, praise God, may He bring them. But my, we've got so much to do and so many to touch. So I want to pray as they did in Wichita, for prodigals, for the lost, for this next phase of ministries. We end about 10 years of ministry. This next 10-year run is going to be fantastic and war and messy and deep as we really take our equipping and we go and share the gospel in many places. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would continue to send forth, Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers into the harvest field. We pray that people being born again would become a daily event as it was in the book of Acts. Father, we pray for your great glory and for the good of those who are headed to an eternity in hell and are living in the trap and the death of sin. We pray that you would liberate them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we know that your Son said in Luke 19:10 that he came to seek and save that which is lost. And we just pray that you would make us instruments of conversion, instruments of vesseling forth your glory and your life to those that are in radical need. Lord, we love you and we thank you, and we pray that you send us and save the lost and rescue prodigals that are wasting their lives in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.